brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's hour number three. We're going to talk about the design depression. It's being engineered with some special guests coming up after the break. I wanted to get into this top story today. It's up on prisonplanet.com. We want to make this the top search term on the web again, and then I'm going to give this a rest for a while. I want to commend all of you that have made the last four search terms number one. It's false flag cyber or false flag cyber attack, but shorter is better. False flag cyber. And when you make this number one, which I have no doubt you will, God bless you, then they will be led to this article by Steve Watson. False flag cyber attack could take down the Internet, billion-dollar cybersecurity industry at the forefront of top secret America complex. And Google's also censoring the term top secret America. It was in the top 10. They removed that. And that's just because it's in the Washington Post and a bunch of papers. So they're not just censoring our terms. We have to come up with new ones before they censor them. And then by them censoring them, it shows the censorship. False flag cyber attack could take down the Internet. Search term false flag cyber. An increasing clamor to restrict and control the Internet on behalf of the government, the Pentagon and intelligence community, and their private corporate arms could result in a staged cyber attack being used as justification. And they're saying the attack's coming. We're going to shut the web down as you know it when it happens, for your own good, of course, as they already build the takeover hubs. Over recent months, we have seen great increase in media coverage of inflated fears over a possible electronic Pearl Harbor event, with reports claiming that the U.S. could be felled within 15 minutes. Then we had to attack Iraq because they had an EMP weapon to knock out everything in 45 minutes. Vastly overhyped and in some cases completely asinine, claims that the power grids and other key infrastructure such as rail networks and water sources are wired up to public Internet have permitted such false coverage. It's not true. Threats against computer networks in the United States are grossly exaggerated. Dire reports issued by the Defense Science Board and the Center for Strategic International Studies are usually richer in vivid metaphor, and that's from a mainstream news article, which fears of digital Pearl Harbor and cyber Katrinas than in functional, factual foundation, writes a major news publication, a respected researcher and blogger who writes on the political effects of the Internet. They go on to write that much of the data on the suspect supposed cyber threat are gathered by ultra-secret of government agencies which need to justify their own existence and cybersecurity companies which derive commercial benefits from popular anxiety and allows them to consolidate and control the infrastructure of the web. When the Cybersecurity Act was introduced by Senator John Rockefeller, Jay Rockefeller, who said he'd be better off we never had the Internet was invented, we had similar claims about the threat of cyber attacks, quote adding, would it have been better off if we never invented the Internet? Rockefeller legislation gives the president the ability to declare a cyber emergency and shut down or limit Internet traffic in any critical information network in the interest of national security. And it's now been admitted this year that last year the CDC almost had the Internet completely shut down and rerouted to the CDC. Obama almost did it as a test because the flu was such a threat you could only get their info. And that's because myself and others were on the web countering that it was a total fraud. It's now come out in the EU Commission and the British Medical Journal that it was a complete lie and a fraud to sell vaccines, dangerous vaccines. But they almost did it last year. And it goes on, the Rockefeller legislation gives the president the ability to declare a cybersecurity emergency and shut down or limit Internet traffic in any critical information network in the interest of the national security. The bill does not define a critical information network or cybersecurity emergency, but it says that anybody with over 100 ISP members will be under federal control. That definition would be left to the president, according to Mother Jones' report. Provisions of the bill would allow the federal government via the DHS and NSA to tap into any digital aspect of every citizen's information, which they're already doing without a warrant. This report is so important. I only read one page of it. It's lengthy. It's key. If you want to save the web, get this out to everybody. False flag cyber attack could take down the Internet. Just search the term false flag cyber. Search the term false flag cyber. This is your mission. If you choose to accept it, I salute you all for making our last four search terms number one on the web.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool. And that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, and for the next 52 minutes, we're joined by Robert DeNazzi, produced a lot of big films, like Flight Plan with Jodie Foster. And, of course, Kevin Costner. We got Brian Kraft, another writer-director, involved with a lot of important work. They wanted to interview me about 2 years ago for a film called The Fall of America. It's 9 discs. They have a 10th disc that when you order it, the website is fallofamerica.net. We'll put that up on screen for everybody. But they set out to make a film about something completely different, but in their research, every expert they talked to, not just myself or Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and countless others, told them that a collapse was coming. So they were making this long before the collapse began, and it's now been out for about a year, and it is a survival guide how to protect you, your loved ones, from financial Armageddon, government tyranny, the destruction of the middle class, and the end of freedom. What if, in the fictional movie The Road, people around the country had seen an important compendium, a survival guide like The Fall of America and the Western World? Gentlemen, it's good to have you on with us. Fire out your website for folks.
Thanks for having us back, Alex. Always good to hear your voice. The website is www.thefallofamerica.net. That's thefallofamerica.net. And that's where they can get the 10-hour DVD box set called The Fall of of America and the Western world.
Well, it's an incredible compendium of information. Tell folks before we get into how you made the film and the journey of discovery it took you on and where you see this country and the world right now, as they admit now we're going into a depression, and some of the folks that are in the film, gentlemen.
Well, it was, you know, when Bob and James Padula, our other partner, when we started out to make this film pre-economic collapse, we were just setting out to make a movie on what it would like to be living in a post-9/11 world. We went and talked to as many experts and notables as we could get to talk to us. And these are, you know, everyone from yourself, Alex Jones, to the father of Reaganomics, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, to NYU professor Mark Crispin Miller. We spoke to Doug McIntyre, the historian, the eminent economist, Doug Casey. We spoke to these notables, Naomi Wolf, and we were interviewing them, just asking them about, hey, what would it be like to live in a post-9/11 world? And one word or one phrase kept coming up as we were interviewing people, and that was, hey, you guys know America is not going to collapse. It's in the process of collapsing. Now, again, these are notable experts on the economy, on government. And when they said this, we said, well, what do you mean? It's in the process of collapsing. And I'll never forget it. The eminent economist, Doug Casey, who's also a supporter of Ron Paul, he looked at us and said, oh, we're in inning 3 of a 9-inning greater depression. He said, look around. Now, this was before the economic collapse. Since then, we've seen things that I think are, and I think your viewers, your audience and viewers and yourself would agree are unprecedented, Alex. Bank failures, Wall Street's collapse, the socialist takeover of the American private sector. And this is not, by the way, just in America. We don't have enough time to go into what's happening everywhere. But look what's happening in Spain, Portugal, and Greece. And so anyway, we looked and we listened and we realized, oh my gosh, America is in inning 2 or 3 of a collapse. And it's our duty as patriots, as Americans, and as just good people who care about ourselves and our families, it's our duty to create a survival guide. And so that's what we did with The Fall of America and the Western World. It's more than just a documentary, Alex. It's really a 10-disc survival guide with over 150 actionable tips that people can do starting today, you know, starting right now, because we only have a 2 to 3 year window, I believe, if that, to get our house in order. And by the house, I mean, there's things we need to be doing, questions we need to be asking ourselves, people we need to be talking to, not to least of what who we are. We need to be talking to our families, our friends, our pastors, our rabbis, our preachers.
Because just a few years ago, most of them would laugh at us. Now they're not laughing. Now they're listening. And especially when you can show them a compendium documentary like this, where you guys made the film and then it all started to come true because you were talking to the leading minds, the leading experts that understood what was happening. And that's what people should go to, thefallofamerica.net, and they need to get this compendium. It's very affordable. You guys spent a lot of money making this. What does it come out to, about $6-$7 per disc when you get the compendium?
When you get the compendium, that's right. It's really very affordable. We did our tried our best to keep it as low as possible. It's $79.99, which is about $7 or $8 per disc. But also, there's literature in there. We also would invite people. So yeah, it's a very, you know, respectable price. We would invite people though, Alex, to go to our website. Look, let's get real, folks. This is 2010. Okay, we're not living in 1998 or 1988 anymore. This isn't fear-mongering. This is truth-mongering. This is a reality check. It's 2010. You've lived through, we've all lived through things we thought would never be possible. Let's start with 9/11, right? Then let's talk about bank failures. Let's talk about the largest Wall Street failure in the history of our country. The socialist bailout, right? The further destruction of our dollar, hyper-globalism.
Well, they now admit in the Secret America report in the Washington Post that 854,000 private corporate spies with the highest security level. What's scary is this is a designed corporate takeover. Just like bankers want the family farm to go bankrupt, they don't want the loan back, they want the property. This is being done by design, but if we're aware of it, it's going to lessen how bad it gets, A, and B, if people are educated, we can then bring these culprits to justice, and your film also covers that.
I would agree, Alex.
Yeah, let's go to Robert DeNazi. I've been talking to Brian, correct, because I recognize your voices.
Alex, good to talk to you. You know, you hit the nail on the head when you talk about corporations. When we set out to make this 9DVD series, when it became that, we all looked at each other, and we talked about how we had friends and family, you know, kind, intelligent, caring people, but they were so caught within the false paradigm of the conservative, liberal, you know, split and so forth, that trying to introduce the larger picture to them was like trying to extract them from a hall of mirrors. You know, everywhere they turn, everything is explained away within the dominant propaganda system. And that's really why we set out to make this. How can we cut through that and give people a larger perspective? Because anytime we would introduce something or you talk to your friends and family, a lot of your listeners know this. People go, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist or you're a gloom and doomer or whatever the case may be. Well, you know, one of the things that we try to do with this project is introduce a new language that you can use to talk to your friends and family. You know, most people don't argue the point that the same elite who sit on the boards of directors and run major corporations are the same elite that sit in key government positions and run our political universe. So why would you expect the elite who run multinational corporations to want to run a government any differently? And what do corporations want? They want no borders. They want to be above the law. They don't want to be subject to court. They want powerless workers who work cheap. And they don't want democracy in the workplace. They want constant surveillance, they want private security, and private intelligence. And so when you start to look at it that way, the things around us start to make a lot more sense. And that's why we made this.
Your film crystallizes that perfectly, and now there's no more denying. The New World Order is a private global corporate government above the law that then passes laws to extract our wealth and enslave us, and they openly say they're doing this, and that's what your film covers.
Exactly. You know, I saw the propaganda machine at work. It's just a great example. I had seen, this is about 2007, right when we got underway with this, and I saw a fund manager on CNBC, and he actually mentioned the Amero as a coming currency. And that caught traction, and it kind of went viral, and people started talking about it, and it was a search term. And I told my dad, I said, see, Dad, there is this thing called the Amero. There will be a North American currency to replace our dollar. And not a week later, a full-page hit piece in the Boston Globe connecting the idea of the Amero to conspiracy fears and, you know, apocalyptic anxiety.
And now it's all over the news that they have a new cashless global currency called the SDR, and we're going to be forced to pay carbon taxes to fund these private bankers. Now the world government's not being denied.
That's right. And Alex, you bring up a good point. This is Brian again. You bring up a great point, fighting these people. And I would say the best way to fight someone first is to make sure that your house is in order. How are you going to fight someone if you don't have food on your table? How are you going to fight someone if you don't have the means to protect yourself at home or your family?
You're not just going to not be able to fight them politically. You're going to be dependent on them.
That's right, which is what they want. So our film, really, The Fall of America, really is about becoming self-reliant. It's about getting off the grid. It's about asking tough questions of yourself and your family. What would you do, for example, if the power grid failed? What would you do if there were no food on the supermarket shelves? What would you do if martial law happened? What would you do if we have further passage of draconian laws?
Stay there. I want to come back and continue with Mr. Kraft and Mr. DeNazi because, you know, my wife and I, we've been getting ready for years. And now we understand that this isn't just a option or a probability that there's going to be a total collapse. We're hoping that there's some small chance that it isn't going to be a total collapse. So, I mean, I believe everything I'm saying here, folks, and so do these filmmakers. TheFallOfAmerica.net. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Nikki Z., Doug Casey, David McElhaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 21st, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,197.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,229.92, $614.96 for a half ounce, or $307.48 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,229.92, $614.96, and $307.48.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change him, he will. For man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon.
Robert DeNozzi and Brian Kraft are our guests. Both accomplished filmmakers in their own right. TheFallOfAmerica.net is the website. If you want to call and order the 10-part film, it's 9 parts with an extra 10th part they've added. It's 800-655-1577, 1-800-655-1577. Again, 800-655-1577, TheFallOfAmerica.net. You can also get it online. And it's important to support filmmakers out there that are really getting into hardcore issues. And the more patriots, the more lovers of truth that transcend left, right, race, all this stuff, the more lovers of truth that are prepared and informed, the better chance we've got of surviving through this. Gentlemen, you were trying to finish up a point. Mr. Kraft, you were getting into that we don't want to be dependent on these people, and the first step in fighting back is being self-sufficient. Continue.
The first step in fighting back is getting your own house in order. Look, I'm assuming that people who listen to your program, Alex, are in part at least awake. If you're listening to this program, you know, you're listening for a reason. You're partly awake. However, I can't tell you how many people I know, even though you're awake ones, who still say things to me like, it can't happen here in America. Come on. And the reason they say that is because they've never known any different. They have roads to get to their office with or to get to the beach with or whatever, to the baseball diamond with. There's food in the supermarket. There's gas in their tank. And they say things to me like, it can't happen here in America. Alex, I'd like to get your thoughts. What, can it happen here in America?
Well, the answer is it is happening. Look at Mexico. That's been poor, but it's completely collapsing. Look at Greece. Look at Spain. Look at how they're talking about taking the pension funds. They've created 1.5 quadrillion. The Washington Post says 600 trillion, but it doesn't matter at that point whether it's 600 trillion or 1.5 quadrillion. They have created a black hole of debt that is designed to wreck society. The global controllers want a post-industrial society. They want a collapse so they can reorganize things. And, I mean, that's what Time magazine said last week was, people are going to be so poor they won't be able to afford to have children, and that's a good thing for the environment. This is a diabolical plan. It is happening here by design. That's my answer.
And it's a good answer. And the reality is, if you believe that, then you have, then the very next set of questions that a discerning, intelligent Alex Jones listener should be asking himself or herself is the following. What would you do if the power failed? What would you do if you turned your sink on and there'd be no tap water?
And let me interrupt and then have you continue and then go back to Mr. DeNazzi. But, you know, I'm Alex Jones. I'm supposedly on top of all this. I know it's real, and I've made more preparations than most, but I haven't made a lot of the preparations I need to. I'm looking at my wife going, we've got to move to the country. She's like, yes, we've got to get out of here, but I'm so busy in the daily grind of fighting the New World Order, I haven't done half of what I should have. So the point is, it's time for people to stop procrastinating, and a great place, a focal point, is to watch the – how many hours long is your film?
It's over 10 hours with the bonus disc that we give away.
Yeah, so I mean, for the next 10 days, folks, watch an hour every night, write notes. They've got a booklet to do that in, and create your own plan. You know, focus. Make it important. I want my listeners to be prepared regardless of what happens, and a great place to start is thefallofamerica.net.
That's right, and, you know, don't be overwhelmed. That's the other message I would say. Don't be overwhelmed. It is going to be a lot of work, and it may take you the next year of, you know, maybe a couple hours a day to get this done. But you have to get it done. Let me ask you this. What choice do you have? If you believe in what is talked about on the Alex Jones program, the answer is you don't have a choice.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Why until 40 years ago or so did every rural household, my grandparents, you name it, that you went to, they were canning, they had food for almost a year, they were prepared for collapse because they'd lived through the Depression, but before
right.
that, their grandparents had lived through even more. Every culture has always put away things and been prepared. That's common sense because they were living closer to the field, closer to reality. They'd been through this before. And I'll assure you, our great-grandkids and our grandkids, they're going to be more prepared than us because they're going to go through this. It's that we've been so fat, dumb, and happy and inserted into this matrix and this, what Robert was talking about, this full spectrum of false information, this propaganda universe, that we are just ripe for the slaughter. And that's why all the economists we talk to call it the greatest depression, because all the evidence shows it's going to be the worst ever because we are so dependent.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives. But there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There is a war on for your mind. Thank you so much for joining us today on this Wednesday, the 21st day of July, 2010. You know, I was thinking during the break of Ohio and Michigan and California, where they'll have 120-something sheriff's deputies, and they lay them off down to 44, and they say in that one Ohio county, buy guns, we're only going to basically write tickets and raise money. Our police will now just be tax collectors. One deputy per shift, three a day, will be out there, one at one time, to respond to crime. I think of the Oakland police chief 2 weeks ago saying, we're not going to respond to burglary, robbery, people being poisoned by design, arson. We're not going to respond. So the bigger the government gets, the more taxes we pay, it all goes to interest for the bankers. And this is the road warrior type collapse I keep talking about that the globalists have designed. This is their stated goal. Finishing up the points you were making, Brian Kraft, and we're going to go back to Robert DeNazi and get some of his take on what's happening with society. But that point I just raised there, I mean, I see these headlines daily. I know what happens in other countries. We are collapsing into a third world situation. Most nations live very close to a road warrior type scenario. Much of Africa is like the movie The Road.
You know, I think it's very clear to most who listen to you that we are truthfully in the final phase of the meltdown. I mean, I said last time I was on your show, we're in inning three of a 9-inning Greater Depression. And I don't think, but even saying that, Alex, I don't know that people still can grasp what that means. And so I think it's important to paint a picture for people, sort of a visual picture for people, so they can realize that this is not only serious, but that they must act now. And so I ask people who contact me and ask for suggestions, and we've received thousands of emails, by the way. So people are waking up. I ask people to ask themselves the simplest of questions. And those questions start with, what would you do if the power grid failed? What would you do if you turned on your tap and no water came out?
Or if the government tripled the price. That's actually what the IMF and World Bank do.
There you go. What would you do if there was a collapse of law and order and you were truly out there fending for yourself? What would you do if you woke up and gas was $12 a gallon, or there was someone had siphoned the gas out of your tank? What would you do if there were mass migrations out of the city? What would you do if the dollar collapsed? How much food does the average American have in their cupboard? Enough for what, Alex? A week or 2 weeks to feed their family? That's not enough. And so we're trying to get the word out. Look, here's what we want people to do. If you have ears to hear and eyes to see, and you truly call yourself a truth seeker, a patriot, an American, someone who really wants to see the world that our founders, or the country that our founders intended, then just do this. Go to the website, thefallofamerica.net. Watch the trailer. Download the free gold report that's right there on the homepage. Tell 10 to 15 of your friends about the trailer. Watch it with them. If you can afford it, it's not expensive. Buy the film and discuss. That's all. Do that one thing. Discuss and watch the trailer and the film. Start there. I think your audience who does this, when they go and they read through the voluminous amount of information on the website, will see the truth and wake up and start preparing to survive this thing.
Well, I mean, there is a small chance that the bankers could back off, but I've talked to so many economists and I've studied so much history, and they've stated over and over again, this is mathematically impossible to get out of unless we arrest the Federal Reserve heads, unless, and that's what the film The Secret of Oz covers, is monetary solutions to extricate ourselves out of this. I mean, if we had good people running things, we could fix this and get out of it. I mean, if we'd elected Ron Paul and they hadn't assassinated him, if he got elected and he was able to do things, we would be able to reverse things, but he has said it would still be really tough. But the fact is, the globalists have got the accelerator all the way down to the metal, and this is the direction they want to go, order out of chaos. And so we're trying to wake people up so that as we go into this crisis, the controllers can't spin things even into more power for them. In fact, look at this today. Obama signs the financial overhaul legislation. Obama signs sweeping financial overhaul into law, and it's in record that this gives the Federal Reserve not just power over monetary, but everything and the entire economy, and gives them unlimited autonomy, as the Washington Post said, to do whatever they want and gobble up other banks and insurance companies. That's why the Texas Banking Association has come out and exposed them and criticized it and said it's a fraud. But they create the banking crisis, the Madoff-type scam, then their solution is more power. This is just the evidence. They're not backing off. They've committed so many crimes, they're now committed all or nothing. They're all in. And I wanted to get Robert DeNazzi's comments on what Mr. Kraft and I have been talking about.
I couldn't agree more, Alex. I mean, look, here's the thing. The Federal Reserve, having given private banks the right to lend us our own currency at interest and inflation, has been historically the greatest wealth transfer scam ever concocted by anybody. It takes our value, our wealth that we produce as middle-class Americans and transfers it into the hands of the elite. That's what it's for. And I'm a little less optimistic than say, even Ron Paul, that the dollar could be saved. One, because they have no incentive to save it. The whole point for them is to print more and more and more, because every time they lend us more, we owe them more interest. So that's not going to happen unless we revert it back to the gold standard, which brings me back to Brian's comment on being prepared. You know, the reality is maybe a lot of us aren't in a position where we can, you know, go off into the woods somewhere in the country and build a second home or be off the grid or whatever. But the single most fundamental thing that you can do is own gold in a variety of ways. And, you know, never mind the water not turning on tomorrow morning. I mean, we all woke up to 9/11. Can you imagine waking up to a financial 9/11? You turn on your TV, the market's collapsed, you're told that, you know, your dollars are no longer currency. They're going to have to be exchanged for something else. That is very, very real. And that was the thing that I was very concerned with when we started this film. You know, I had a dream. It's kind of funny. Way back, just when we were first getting going, and in this dream, I woke up and I was like, oh, I didn't do anything. It was too late. You know, and there were sort of military vehicles rolling down the street, and we were being told on loudspeakers that we had to report to our local Liberty Center to get our freedom number.
No, I've been having those dreams for 20 years before I was even awake.
Well, you know, the thing is, what we're trying to do with this, I really sort of caught on to the power of, you know, disseminating information in grassroots ways when I was on the set of Flight Plan, of all things. I had made a film previously years ago, and I brought a couple of copies down to the set, and I gave them to a few of my friends on the crew. And, you know, our star, Jodie Foster, she happened to be sitting there, and I never in a million years thought she'd ask me for one, but she did. And that was on a Friday. Monday morning, her assistant called me down to her trailer, and I went in, and she said, this was amazing. I need 10 more in a box, please. I need to give them to all my friends. And I said, this is something I want to do more of.
Well, I mean, they have the Emergency Centers Act, which is to build FEMA camps. They've already built them. It's like they have the Cybersecurity Act after they've already built it. They have the Real ID Act 15 years after they've already put it into place, federalizing our IDs with biometrics. They have built the FEMA centers. They are your sports stadiums. They are the old military bases. And they're going to, now they are advertising them as your local emergency community center. The old mall here off I-35 got taken over by FEMA 2 years ago. And they come over and tell you to get out of there if you try to videotape them. I mean, this is a designed implosion of society. And I just hope folks will go get the film, The Fall of America, at thefallofamerica.net, because I really do want people to get prepared, and that's why I agreed to be in your film. Let's list one more time for folks, everybody that's in this. It's a very eclectic group, but they're all basically saying the same thing.
Absolutely. Very eclectic mix of notable experts, Alex, that normally agree on very little, if anything at all, but do agree that America is in sort of a stage two or inning three of a collapse. So we have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who's the father of Reaganomics. We have Naomi Wolf, the New York Times best-selling author. Of course, she normally probably doesn't agree with much that Mr. Roberts says. Alex Jones, Professor Mark Crispin Miller, head of media studies at NYU. We have Mickey Z, a left-winger, who probably doesn't agree with anything that the notable G. Edward Griffin, a libertarian, believes. We have constitutionalist and journalist Joseph Farah, the eminent economist Douglas Casey, who's an anarchist, is in the film. Biblical scholar Ken Klein, who talks about how this relates to Christianity and Judaism. Author David Icke, historian Doug McIntyre, and economist David McIlvaney. There's also some literature that comes with the film that's not available elsewhere, written by the survivalist and martial law expert David Black. So those are the people that are in the film, Alex.
It's just incredible. And again, folks, I suggest you watch this in a 10-day period, an hour a night. Write notes. Think about it. That's what I've been doing. Get the 9 DVDs and the extra bonus DVD all together in one package at thefallofamerica.net. And I want to give people that toll-free number one more time in case they missed it, 800-655-1577, 800-655-1577. Because the last time you were on, Brian, I got calls later at the office saying, no, where's the number? I missed it. I want to get this documentary. The system, though, is scared. That's why they're engaging a power grab. That's why they openly want to take over the Internet. That's why they openly want to shut down what we're doing, because what the globalists are engaged in is so outrageously unconstitutional. And it's so illegal on its face that if we just speak up and say no to them, they're going to collapse. Guys, what's your view on that? Instead of us collapsing, let's use the collapse to bring them down.
That's absolutely right. But to do that, we have to be secure in our persons and effects. We cannot get out there and help them to self-implode if we're hungry. You can't do it if your child's at home freezing or is perspiring because you can't turn on the air or is sick or has the flu or if someone's trying to loot your house. We can absolutely use this opportunity, Alex, to help them sort of kill off themselves with this implosion. But we have to be secure first.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And the good news is we've seen 18 million plus guns sold in the last year and a half. That's doubling the previous record, and that's only accelerating. And so the real ace in the hole is the fact that the American people are so armed. That doesn't mean we're out looking for an armed revolution or looking for a shootout with thugs or looters. But you look at the states where people have more guns, they have lower crime because the criminals know they're not safe. That's why they all move to Chicago or New York, where the victims have been disarmed, where it's happy hunting. And so the film gets into self-defense and a lot more. Again, I want to go back with both of you about your journey. You set out to make a film about the post-9/11 America and how things had changed. And you, I mean, what was it like for you as you talked to all these experts, many of them did, you know, which didn't even know each other, and they were telling you basically the same thing?
Well, Alex, if I may, that was what was most intriguing about this, was that you have people from all across the spectrum, left, right, you know, conservative, liberal, secular, religious, and for everything they disagreed on. What was fascinating, and I think what makes our The Fall of America and the Western World series so powerful, is the common ground they share, which makes it really hard for people like to dismiss. Like my father, he's a Republican, you know, voted for George Bush, the whole thing. Now, there are people in that film he would normally dismiss as conspiracy theorists or liberals or whatever, but he watched the film because Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, is in. And then that exposes him to other voices and other perspectives. So that was what we were finding, this common ground, and we said, okay, wait a minute, even though these people are vastly, vastly different, in some ways there's so much overlap, they're all saying the same thing, and it can't be dismissed as a liberal thing or a conservative thing or a conspiracy thing.
What effect has the film had on your family, some of them that might have been scoffing at you earlier?
Well, you know, they were scoffing at us when we were making the film, again, saying, oh, it's gloom and doomer and everything's fine and that's conspiracy and it can't happen here and all that stuff. But through the process of making the film, slowly but surely, things that we told them were going to come about, like gold going from $700 an ounce to $1,200 an ounce, like, you know, the mortgage crisis, the subprime, you know, explosion, bank collapse, things that I talked about that we had written into this film that people thought were impossible were unfolding before their eyes. And so that gave us a lot more credibility.
Well, that's what's happened with my broadcast, is that I'm just going off the history, the research, the issues, the facts. It doesn't mean I'm 100% right, but overall we've been going in the exact direction of society and predicting it long before. And so now I've got to contend with the fact that people really do listen to what I say, and I've tried to bring the quality of my information, it's always been good, to an even higher level because of the responsibility of the effect that I have and that my listeners have with this information in my films. But one thing that you know, seeing this collapse coming and now entering the first stages of it has done is it's helped me realize and focus on what's really important in my life. You know, petty issues, and I've never been a very worldly person, but, you know, still worldly to a certain extent. I'm a lot less worldly than I was even 5 years ago or even a year ago or a month ago. It's really a focusing of the soul, of the psyche, of the mind, especially when you have children, to realize if you've studied history just how dangerous things can get and to know that we are going there, it's incredible.
You know, Alex, you bring up a good point. On my own personal journey to get my own house in order, because prior to starting this, I said something was wrong, like I think most of your listeners, but I didn't know what was wrong, and I didn't know what to do about it once I, defined it. But I gotta say, since I've been on this journey of getting my own house in order, you know, I'm starting to feel better about myself as a spiritual being having a human experience. I mean, I feel better about
This is key.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Before you slip.
Ryan Kraft and Robert DiNozio are our guests. We've got about 5 minutes left with them. He just really hit on the point. People talk about how they feel empty. They don't feel empowered by sex, by money, by earthly power. But they always feel empowered in history when they're helping poor children or helping the sick or risking their lives to run into a burning building to help others. People are instinctively aware of the fact that much of the world they see is a false reality. It's disinformation. It's propaganda. It's lies. And when you start tuning into the real world and realizing that the solution is facing just how bad things are so you can protect all the good things that are in the world, It is a enlightenment that happens. It is an acceleration of understanding. And you begin to really tune into the secrets of the world and creation, the mysteries of the world. And I think that's what, Brian, is that what you were starting to get into?
That's exactly where I'm going. Many of us realize that this isn't any way to live at all. This isn't fun. Life doesn't have to be, you know, neurotic and paranoid, and we don't have to be so angry. And there's something very wrong with the way in which we've been forced into unconsciousness, as Jim Morrison says. You know, we are unconscious. But when we wake up, as scary as it is, to wake up and embrace the moment of now and start becoming a spiritual person, having a human experience instead of the other way around. When we realize who we are, we do become enlightened. And without getting too esoteric, really what the film is trying to say is this stuff can be fun. It's fun to take control of your life.
Yes, it's exactly, to take control of your destiny. Folks, this is a lengthy, well-produced film that has so much great information. The Fall of America, thefallofamerica.net. To get the 10-part DVD set, 800-655-1577. Similar things that are out there on issues that don't even matter cost twice as much. 800-655-1577, 800-655-1577, or thefallofamerica.net. In closing comments, Robert DeNazzi.
First, I would just encourage everybody to go check out the website for two reasons. One, because Brian has done a great job at making a 9-minute trailer, which will introduce you to all of the guests in the 9 DVD series and what their perspectives are. You really get a sense for what the content is and how it'll help you. But also, which we didn't mention earlier, Doug Casey in our film was kind enough to make available to us a very simple 12-page report, which is downloadable to anyone who visits the site as a gift. You don't have to sign up for anything, enter your name or anything. It's just the three easiest ways to buy and own gold. Most people still don't own gold because they're afraid. They don't know how to do it. Just make it very simple. Download it. Share the link with your friends. Please.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, I look forward to talking to you again, and I'm glad that for a lot of people, your film is almost like prophecy because it was made 2 years ago, and it's evergreen. It's even more important and pertinent today for everybody out there. And I want to commend you for coming on the show and for making the film. And I'm glad that you interviewed me for The Fall of America, thefallofamerica.net, or 800-655-1577. Gentlemen, God bless you.
God bless.
Well, that was a powerful broadcast today, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we do 3 hours now, not four, because I'm getting some time to do the TV show now. But earlier this week, we did do the show into the fourth hour. We'll be doing that more in the future. But I'm working on a chemtrail film and so much more right now. But I do believe we're going into a collapse. If we expose these bankers, we might be able to reverse it. But either way, it's going to be rough. If you do want to find out about gold specifically, I'd give Midas Resources a call. They have great literature as well, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, or MidasResources.com. And don't forget the Genesis Network website. It's GCNLive.com. That's the letter GCNLive.com. And, of course, our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonBinder.com. Great job to the crew. Powerful broadcast coming up tomorrow and on Friday, and back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.